أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. Continuing with أسماء الحسنى, today we will look at the attribute of Al-Bari'. And Al-Bari' is very closely related to the attribute of Al-Khaliq, the Creator. Loosely translated, it is the maker of perfect harmony. The three isms, Al-Khaliq, Al-Bari', and the one we will look at tomorrow, which is Al-Musawwir, very, very closely connected. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Hashr says, هو الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى. Allah is the creator, the maker of perfect harmony, the shaper of unique beauty upon what he creates. To him belongs the best of attributes. Now, bara'a means creating or initiating creation without a previous model. It also implies a process of evolving from a previously created matter. So, al-bara' is the maker of perfect harmony or the evolver. He is the one who molds each form and frame, creating all things in proportions. Basically a follow-up of Al-Khaliq, the one who creates out of nothing. He orders his creation with perfect harmony. Not only is each thing harmonious within itself, but everything is in accordance with everything else. And this infinite-seeming universe works like a clock. Look at everything in ourselves, in our bodies, how they're connected. How they work together, and how when one part fails, all else is affected too. The function of one and all depend upon each other. And you try to see to it that this harmony that is in our nature is manifested in our life. It is Al-Bari who gives you intelligence to help us know Al-Khaliq, Al-Creator. It also gave us freedom of will and of choice, so that we may choose right over wrong. But if we opt for the wrong and deny the existence of the Creator, then we're out there to destroy the universal harmony, and within that we destroy ourselves. You know, maybe what will reflect Al-Bari is the beautiful description of the creation of Prophet Adam alayhi salam, which Imam Ali alayhi salam describes in Nahj al-Balagha. And let me just look at the first few lines so we understand what I'm trying to say. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Imam says, gathered together earth having various properties, hard, soft, saline, acidic. He moistened it and allowed it to ferment till it became one cohesive mass and took up a form. He then gave it a shape, various twists and curves in its body and limbs, joints and segments. He then allowed the figure to remain for a period known to him till it became solid and strong enough to support the whole being and bear its weight. It continued like that until he infused into it the divine spirit and the figure stood up to be a human being. This is Al-Bari'. And Abdu'l-Bari' is one who saves himself or herself from error, injustice and confusion. One who sets an equilibrium. And such a person is made to act in perfect uniformity with divine laws working in nature, to help and inspire others do the same. To create harmony is literally reflecting Al-Bari'. It is also said that one who has understood Al-Bari' will disassociate himself or herself from claiming to have anything to do with their own form or shape, fearing the might of the Creator, knowing that he is not doing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a favor by worshipping or obeying him. It is one who is not surprised by events that take place, one who will disassociate himself or herself from committing anything prohibitive, seeking refuge with him alone. Recite Al-Bari' frequently to make hard work easy. And if there's a woman who has trouble in conceiving, then she should fast for 7 days. And each time she breaks her fast, she should recite 21 times over a glass of water, Ya Khaliq Al-Bari' Al-Musawwir, and breaks her fast by drinking that water. And inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant her child.